We're talking about the Ran on top of Seven Gimel Beis, the top of the page. So Al Rosh Chodesh other Rishon, I say other Rishon. Kachi Ikar Girsa. So that's the Girsa which we have in the Mishnah, which is what we have. But there is another Girsa which says Sheni. The time we shum the other Stoma Rishon Mashma, according to this. The Tana holds that the other means other Rishon. Vika the Garcia atzev other Sheni. The Mashal the Shandorim Kichodesh Echodhein. That Girsa understands that we look at other as one unit. Till Chiyomer ad Rosh Mitzer ad Rosh Chodesh other Rishon. Chiyomer atzev Mitzer atzev other Sheni. Okay. So that's Pshat Nakirsa. So the Gemara says, Almastama the other Rishon who. So that's what we have in the Gemara. We have the Gemara says that you see that Stam other means other Rishon. So for, according to the first Girsa that we had in the Mishnah, that's great. So if Rosh other means some other starts means the beginning of other Rishon till other ends is the end of other Rishon. So other is means other Rishon. The Girsa comment the Ksiv Nabi Mestis and Osi Shaper. Totanan, the Bain Boimer at Rosh, Bain Boimer at Soif, Rishon Mashma. But according to the second Girsa, the Ran says, so we're basically saying they function as one. So I'm not saying Stam Order means one or two, it means both. Which is the more saying that Stam Order means other Rishon. But Edoch Nuskan Nami, according to the other Girsa with Yukaris, the Rosh means Rosh other Rishon, Saif means Saif other Sheni. Nami nearly the Hachikamar. Kiman the Kechedish Echad Chashiv Lahu Tano. The Tano looks at both Adors as one. Amakom Minyanayu the Adorim of the Rishon Havu. So that means whenever you're counting towards other Rishon, other you're always counting towards other Rishon. The money of Yehuda, he d'omer other Rishon kaisiv stam. Therefore, when you write other Rishon, that's the beginning of the numbers. So that's correct. This is the 15th day of other. When I get to other Sheni, I say, well, you know, so this is the 45th day. So I know I write the 15th day of the second other. But when I'm in other Rishon, I'm going to write stam. Benachanami alivei the kasharmin b'asar b'other Sheni. Imrotza Moinel of the Rishon. You could write, this is now, I could write, this is day 39, if I want to, of other. But we don't write like that. El Kashihu writes, Limlois other Sheni, Kashihu Sheni. So that's how that Girsa would understand the Morris point. The Kiman the Kummer, the Stam other Sheni Mashma. Remeir holds that Stam other is other Sheni, and other Rishon, you have to write other Rishon. Well, our Rishon, Alma Chodesh Babi Nafshe Choshevle. So he for sure looks at other Sheni as its own distinct month, not as a continuation of other Rishon, which is what our Tana is saying. So the Morris said that even Golik Rameyer depends. We're discussing the Dorim. What did he mean? Depends if it was the other the Ma'abra Shata Hadlo Yod. But Tanya's Benichus. It's being said as not as a question, but as it's read gently, literally. That's what it means. It means it's brought as a proof. So the Bryce says that Rosh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar means Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. If it's Shana Beres, it means Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So now, Michal the Bereisha Lomu Beres Askinan. If the second half of the Bryce says, and if it's not Shana Beres, what was the first case talking about? Also Shana Beres. We're discussing Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni. It means there's 2 months. But to me, Tana Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, the mash for the Ika Sheni. So what are we forced to say? Levani kula b'mubaris askinan. So the whole brayse is some case of a year which is mubaris, both the reisha and the seifa. So then, what does it mean that your neder is different than the reisha and the seifa? So what are we forced to say? I mean, Reisha married Lo Yoda Bibura. He did not know about that there's going to be Ibur. Helka Chiyomer Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar. Al Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon Mashu. When he says Al Rosh Chodesh Adar, he assumed there's only going to be one Adar. And so Al Rosh Chodesh Adar means until that day, the beginning of the first month. Dolo Yoda Dika Adar Sheni. The same with the Tanya Mahaisa Shadam Uberis. Hachi Kamer Shimhoya Deya Ishas Nidra Shahisha Shadam Uberis. If he knew when he made the Nether that this year is going to be a year where they're going to add a month, Kion Omer Ad Adar Sheni Mashma. So that'll work out according to like your mayor. That means Adar Sheni. We have listened to the Mugasin Mastis and Adar Sheni. So the Ron says Kasha Be'enai. So but how does he learn the Mishnah? Kim of Ginnah the Mastis and the Loyoda the Muberis Shato. And my Mitzvah Adar Adar Sheni means the case of the Mishnah, which you're saying, we're saying the Mishnah goes like your mayor. It's not Adar Adar Sheni. But when he said the case of the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where he did not know that the Shana Mubaris, and he said until Adar, he meant until Adar Rishon. So when he said Adsaif Adar, assuming that the Shana is not Mubaris, he also meant to the end of that month. So why is he also Adsaif Adar Sheni? So Ron doesn't answer that. Okay, well, you know, Lachl, Zatran, keep the camel, their mayor, Rebihuda, Halacha Kribihuda. We have a klal in Shas. We have an argument between Rameir and Rehuda. We pass like Rehuda. Therefore, in Akhtina, we assume in Halacha the stama the other the stama the other Rishon Mashma. Therefore, stama other means other Rishon. Helmisha Armin but other Sheni. Because of other stam, so a person would be an other Sheni. A person would write, this is the 15th day of other. The law of the Hashtar Mukhtim Apostle. You're predating your star. Because we interpret that meaning 15th of the first other, and really it was only 15th of the second other. So if I say that my sale took effect on the 15th of the first other, when really it took effect on the 15th of the second other, it's called a Hashtar Mukhtim. It's a star which is predated. And the law is its apostle. Why it's a puzzle? Let's say it was a sale. Let's say it was a loan. So he comes to collect. The fellow says, "I don't have any money." He says, "No problem. Since I have a star, I have a right to go to your properties. Don't have any properties. I sold it." So he has a right to go to the purchasers, assuming that the purchase post was after the loan. At the time of the loan, he owned three fields. The person gets a lien on those fields, and when he said, if those fields are subsequently sold, he has the right to go to those fields. Well, maybe he sold something on the 25th of Adar Rishon. So he comes to the Shemashtar, says the 15th of Adar Rishon, because Adar means Adar Rishon. My loan was first, and I have a right to collect the field. Well, really doesn't, because the loan was really 15th of Adar Sheni, and he has no right to that field. So Shtar Mukhtim would give him rights to properties which he doesn't really have a right to. So Loch is the Shtar apostle. Stam Adar Rishon, Stam Adar is Rishon Mashma. Hil Ksar Hu Sheikhtu B'Chadish Adar Sheni. He writes, he has to write in the star Bechodesh Adar Sheni, in the month of Adar Sheni, to be a kosher star. Uba Adar Rishon Kaisib Stam Bein Begitin or Bein Bishtaris, and that's how we paskin that in Adar Rishon you write Adar Stam, and Adar Sheni you write Adar Sheni.
If you took that same case in the Dorim, right, you only bid Adar Sheni, and you say Ad Sof Adar. Well, in that case, you
I assume be, he means over there. It's Mukha from his Lashon that he means that, right? I would assume so. So Mishnah Berurah paskens when it comes to your site, a person who has a your site and other, and the year that the Patira took place was a Shana Pshuta. Now he wants to keep the Yortzeit in a Shana Mubaris. So So the Iker din is you keep the Yortzeit in Adar Rishon. He says he brings a Shita which says it's Adar Sheni. He says that some people are knowing to keep both months. He said, but the Iker Pesach is that you should keep the Iker Yortzeit is in Adar Rishon. We celebrate Purim in Adar Sheni. So the Mor Megillah says because that we want to be master Gula the Gula, we want to put the two Gulas next to each other. And as a matter of fact, that's one of the rayas that Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, because Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Of course, you keep it in the second order because that's Adar, that's the true Adar. The answer is it's not the true Adar. The true Adar is Adar Rishon. So why we keep it Adar Sheni? Because we want to put Purim as close to Pesach as possible. But there is a sheet which says you keep it in Adar Sheni. Interestingly enough.
What are yours?
If the material was in an Adar Sheni, so he when any year was in Ruvera, he keeps an Adar Sheni. If the patir is an other was in a year of just there's only one other, when it comes a year which is a muberis, you keep the ikur then you keep the yortzeit in other rishon. So yeah, to a bar mitzvah also. A boy is born in an other which is an other. He's born in a year which is a shana pshuta. He's born in a year which is a shana muberis. He's born under sheni. So he keeps his bar mitzvah in other sheni. But if he's born a year which is other stam, there's only one other, and the bar mitzvah year is a year which is a two adorim, his bar mitzvah is an other rishon. Zakt the Mishnah. Yehuda Omer, cutting me on Sheni Toyim at Sheheh Pesach. So now the Gersa of the Bach is Eino Osa Ela Ad Leil Pesach. Shonis Kamen Ze Ela Ad Shoah. Shederach b'nei Adam lishus yain means I'm not going to eat wine until the time where everybody is drinking. I'm not going to drink wine until the time where everybody's been drinking wine. She did not mean to answer for on Pesach itself. Even what we said before that the lashon of Achi Hey includes the whole Yom Tov. Because it means until it is inclusive, till it finishes. But over here, since there's an obvious reason that he would want to be able to drink wine, so he did not mean to include the Yom Tov. He just meant until the time, which is the Derech B'nei Adam, to drink wine. Amar Kadam Basar Sha'eni Toyim Ad Shehei Yatzayim. And also Ella Ad Leili Tzayim. Shall you scab and say Ella Ad Derech B'nei Adam Lechol Basar? So now this over here means it's even bigger Kiddush. He means Erev Yom Kippur he's going to eat. So Achi had some doesn't mean including Erev Yom Kippur, where people would normally eat a meal of Basar. Rabbi Yosi Benoi, Rabbi Yehuda's rest of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi the son of Rabbi Yehuda, Amr, Kainam Shum Shani Tzayim, Achatei Shabbos, and also, which again, the lashon of Achi Hey normally means inclusive. It means that up to and including the day. But over here, and also Elad Lele Shabbos, Shul Niskam is Elad Ad Shah Shadar Pnei Adam Lechol B'Shum. Or Lechol Shum, probably Lechol Shum. Yeah. So I want to give a present for your children. I want to give them a kur of chitin and two chavis of yayin. And if you don't come and take this present, accept this present, I'm asking Hanukkah from you. So, Hareza Yachal Lahafres Nidroi Shalapi Chacham. So, there's a way to be matter this neder without going to the Chacham. The Yarmaloi. Kum Amarta Elam Ibn Kmaidi. Your whole goal was you want to show Chacham to me that you're in honor of me, you're giving to my child these presents. So your goal really is not the items, but the covet. But so if that's true, that your goal is the covet, Zel Kvoidi, my covet is not to accept. At my end, the covet is not to accept. So since your goal was very clear, and we assume that person's goal was specifically because he wanted to give covet to the father, so the father could not accept and not be usher, because he's saying your goal is covet, you gave me covet. He has a gears of ad. He may not saw Bob, but not to Noisen Livni, Kurshachiti Mishtechova Shayayan. So that you can't get any better from me unless you give me a present. So that's, he's pressuring him to give. So if he doesn't give, it's Osir. If the person wants to be matzah the neder, the in this case the madir can be matzah the neder. I can consider it as if you gave. So this is not a mechila that you don't have to give, because that would not be sufficient. But it's more than that. It's a madrega of kilu niskabalti. I feel as if you've given it to me. So we gave it to him. Is it good enough? Okay. So the Mishnah, how you masar by losses bas achrei say.
I understand. What's the difference between that mechila?
We look at it as a fulfillment of the condition, not a removal of the condition. I'm not saying that I don't mind if you don't give it to me. I'm saying, you know, whatever advice we've had recently has been chosh enough to me as if you've done this for me. There's a Magen Mishnah. I'm not remembering the guy with that case. He handled the case of ribbis. If you say Kareniki he's kabalti, if he charged, he arranged for ribbis in the loan, improperly so he can't collect it, and he's supposed to be mochel. But let's say he says Kareniki he's kabalti, he's like he got it, so then he's like he received ribbis. You know, he dons it as if we're donning it as if I got it. I don't remember the exact case he's talking about. But he understands Hareinikil and Iskabalti is a stronger reality than just the Mechila. That's Pashas of Shalom Mishnah Mechila. Okay, Hoy Masar Barlosis Basachai said they were pressuring him to marry his sister's daughter. He doesn't want to marry his sister's daughter, but they keep pressuring him. Omer Kadam, he Nehenesli Loilam. Well, I made a netter that she can't have any benefit from me. So, can't marry her because she can't benefit from me. Mechanim Megarish is Ishtoi. Omer Kadam, Ishti Nehenesli Loilam. I don't want her to get any benefit from me forever. Re'elu Mutaris Lihanes Loi. He didn't mean in Isser Hanah. So Niskam is Ella Lashum Ishus. He didn't mean that she can't one time buy something from him, get a present from him, whatever it is, he meant I'm not going to have the hanor, which takes place in the context of marriage. He's being pressured to join him for a meal. The Omri says, "Cut him the base of Shani Nichnas, Tibes Sonin Shani Toyim Lachon. I'm making the net. I'm not going to enter into your house, or I'm not going to even drink a drop of cold water. Mutar Likonis the base, so Belishas Bimenu Tzonin. He's allowed to come in the house. He's allowed to drink some water." He meant he's not going to sit down to a meal with him. His point was, he kept pressuring him to come. He said, you know what, I can't join you. That's what he was saying means. Okay. Zadaran. Second white line. Shniskam is the Elo Ad Shah Shadarp, the Adam Lishus Yain. Dano Ad Del Pesach, a Pesach. The Zinu Basar Umdana. So now we understand the Netter based on an Umdana, which means an estimation that we're making. Shniskam Le Osir Belili HaPesach B'Yayin. It doesn't mean to ask himself on Yayin on the night of Pesach. Alpha Pisha Lefi Loshan Nidre Mashman Osir. Even though the Netter really said a language which would indicate Isser. So Omer Ad Shehei, which he said before, Shehei means until Pesach, till the event is completed. Over here, Achayev has to be until the Pesach will be completed. But he didn't, we assume he did not mean that. So that's an umdana. So an umdana is something which we have a significant clarity about. We believe that's what he meant. So he said, Aratzoim, he did not mean. Obviously, there's no. He didn't mean to ask for Basar on Yom Kippur. But the Kiddush over here was he did not mean to prohibit Basar even on Erev Yom Kippur. Even though he said Achei Hatzoim, but because since people normally eat meat Erev Yom Kippur, the derech was to eat meat Erev Yom Kippur. Kiddush Nan Perikos Eves Benoy. So Mishnah says over there that there are four times a year that when a person sells an animal, he has to inform the purchaser if he had sold on that same day the mother or the child. There's an issue of shechting the mother and the child on the same day. That applies even if two people are going to do it. So he has a mother and a child, and he sells the mother to Beryl at 9 o'clock in the morning. Shmerel comes at 10 o'clock in the morning. When he sells him, he says, by the way, I sold the mother this morning. So, I don't want to buy the I want to shech, I'm buying it for the purpose of shechting. Most of the more says we don't assume he's buying for shechita purposes or not for immediate shechita purposes. So there's no need to tell him about the sale of the parent slash child. But
just for one day he has to tell him?
Four times a year people are
yeah, but for how long does that go for?
For that one day.
For that one day.
There's four times a year people
with these different things that he sold, these different mother and child.
No. I'm saying the Mishnah is simply saying there's four times a year you have to tell him, otherwise the rest of you don't have to tell him. There's four times a year you have to inform him of the so there's four times a year which people normally eat meat. So one of them, he really says there's a fifth one, Erev Yom Kippur Begalil. The derech was to eat meat on Erev Yom Kippur. So Zakta Mishnah over here, he said, if he said Aratzoim, he Amaki Basar, he did not mean to make the Isser a Kulig Erev Yom Kippur. He meant that this should stop before Erev Yom Kippur. Now Zataran, Vadiva Mikamaisa, this is a bigger Kiddush than the first case. In the first case, he was also in Yain up to Pesach. Actually, he means till the end of Pesach normally. Over here, he says, no, he meant the beginning of Pesach. But it's also until Pesach. Over here, he's not even also in the meat until Yom Kippur. He's stopping before Yom Kippur. It doesn't reach the time. If he's telling you Adlele outside, it doesn't mean until the night of the summer. It meant before. El atzuda shaleli atzoyim kamer means the sudur of what you would eat before the night of your kippur.
It's interesting because, like, if you combine that with the time people eat meat, so it's almost you could make an interpretation and say like Dafka, I'm saying Erev Yom Kippur, I'm not eating. That's why he had to go to the place of I'm not eating basar, because normally you would think I would eat basar, but you know, I'm making a big deal about it that I'm not eating basar.
So the problem would depends when you're saying it. If I'm standing on Ches Tishrei and I'm saying I'm not going to eat basar until the Tzoyim, he probably meant including the Erev Yom Kippur. He's holding months before it, he said, I'm not going to eat meat until the Tzoyim. So we say he didn't mean to make a basar of Erev Yom Kippur, he meant until the time people eat meat, I'm not going to be eating meat.
Right.
It's not brought down in halacha, like you'll see in a second, because we don't pass them like the sheet or not. Okay. So one of Ezra's tekanas was to eat shum on the night of Pesach, where it says it's mar bezera, it says it's a mitzvah of oina, that's Shabbos. Thank you. The night of Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah of oina on the night of Shabbos, so we want the mar bezera, so they would eat shum. We don't pass them like or Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Huda or Rabbi Yossi, not the father and the son. The Rabbanan and Pligi Eli, the Chama argue in both of these cases. That kind of saw some lontana. The cases where the Tana gives us a assumption that we tell in his comments that Ella, that he only has intent, and therefore we understand his words based on an umdana, based on this assumption. They only said that Ella b'milsa the muchach, that there's something which we have there's a clear indication from the specific story what he meant. They're pressuring him to marry the daughter. He doesn't want to marry the daughter. So he says, I'm not going to have any anor from the daughter, or she can't have any anor from me. His point is not Isra anor. His point is, I don't want to marry her. So that's clear from the story, specifically what's going on. He's pressuring him to join him for the meal. I don't want to join you for the meal. Right? So that's the cases which, that's the cases of the Mishnah later on, which Chacham agreed to. That's where they hold it then. Inami, another scenario, type of scenario where these umdanas work. Toan v'hizia, if he's schlepping pishtin and he's starting to sweat, he says, I don't want any pishtin enemy anymore. He doesn't mean he's not going to wear linen garments. He means he's not going to schlep bundles of flax. The mother bei rabbanon, mishum the umla the mukachu from the scenario. Even though he said lashon, pishon cannot go on me. Okay, so he kept a linen on his body because pishon can't lie in a linen sheet, and he can't wear a linen jacket. No, it's obviously from the circumstances what he meant. The umla the mukachu over there again. There's a chacha to his umdana. Kepish would like explained over there. What's the common beat to these cases? Also, EU, the Ramban says, not came Rabbi Yehuda. Hashta, also EU, Hashta, but Oisif, he comes now and he adds another case. I feel a bit neither at Shehea Pesach. Avopi, Shavopi, Shemashma, Ad Sheyetzei, the Lashon of Adjehe means until Pesach is completed. Tell him a davar lahakol b'amrim shal kabel loizman ze. We say no. Probably his goal was the kaddikayim mitzvah shalayayin b'leil ze. I want to fulfill the mitzvah. The person wants to fulfill the mitzvah, and he just means not wine until then. Probably. So in other cases, it's more than probable. From the circumstances, it's highly understood. Highly probable that's what he meant. But over here, it's an estimation. He said Lashon which includes that in the pesach. He probably meant not to make the asher the mitzvah, and his goal was not to drink wine until the mitzvah. I don't know. Maybe his goal was to say I don't want to do the mitzvah. Specifically, because people drink wine then, I want to make the wasser in that. Wasser Brel Oisef Nami comes Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, adds even more. The Philip Bashum, the less El Tzkanas Ezra, it's not a mitzvah deraisa, it's Tzkanas Ezra. I don't know what he said, we assume it's what he meant. Beshanami, the Abba Polagal brought, could be Rabbi Yehuda does not accept this case. But Mir Rabbanan Vadi Leslahu, but that's for sure the Rabbanan did not accept this case. Loikimar, but Loikimar. Not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yossi. The Mishtama Tana, the Misasim, Kechamirta, Elka Kilta, Behabadol Haisiv Allah. We don't find that the Tana should present this anywhere as a. If you are accepting this case, if you have three cases to tell me, you have case A, B, and C, and you want to present if you hold all three cases are true, so which case are you going to be soysim? You're going to present out of. I'll present one case and present it as that's the way it is, and when you'll realize everything else is true. So I'll present the bigger Kiddush, because if even that case is okay, is mutter, then for sure if C is mutter, for sure A and B are mutter. So the Tana, when he wrote the cases, he said the more chomer cases means he holds the more cooler case he's not willing to accept. So the Tana will, if we have only Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is saying this case is mutter, and the Tana is giving a case later on which is mutter, which is less of a Kiddush, means they're not willing to accept the bigger Kiddush. Well, even though the Chachamim agree to the idea of umdana, you should not extend it more than what we have in their cases, not beyond that. Tanan Nami Leo, other Pesach, Asher Achei Gia, Achei Asher Achei Yetze. So the Mishnah over there just says Achei Yetze. Milo Hader B'Toni Kadam Shani Oichel Shani Hoyle Gara Pesach Toni Stam. The Mishnah did not specifically say what Isser we're talking about, and that by wine it's different, and he doesn't mean that. So apparently that means Shmamino Sefer Baser Reisha Griva. The Mekanim Yaim, and the case before the Mishnah was a case of wine. So the Sefer is also a case of wine, not a case of walking or eating, whatever it is. So Alma Mekanim Yaim Shani Toyim Achi Heya Pesach Rabbanan Achi Yetzihu Hilchos Hilchos Kavosayu Akanu Shenazah. So that's the Ramban. The Ramban says we don't paskin like that. The fact that the Mishnah discusses the case of wine, and it says in the first case is that Adapesa means until it starts, Achihe means even until the end, even though he's ushering wine, the wine is also on the night of Pesach. Now how does that work? He has a mitzvah to drink wine. So a neder is chal, like I said before, a neder is chal on the item, merely can't to the mitzvah. It's not directly against the mitzvah. A neder can take effect against the mitzvah. Shua can't, because Shua is on the action. So the person says, listen, I told you to do X. You're swearing you won't do X. So your Shua can't take effect against the Shua of the Torah to keep the Torah. But here I'm not asking you. I'm just saying that you... I'm not saying I won't drink wine. I'm just saying wine is also in me. I'm not. So there's an issur on the wine.
The neder can't take effect.
So therefore the neder takes effect against the mitzvah. Furthermore, drinking wine is only Rabbanon. Zatran, Abel.
And this, those are circumstances of like using Kavar Medina, no? I mean, if a person can't drink wine, we don't say, you know, then don't drink anything.
Well, depends. Kavar Medina is acceptable in the place of wine. In a place where wine is not available, because that becomes the Khamar Medina. Yeah. Khamar Medina means it's the wine of the country. If you're a place
let's say I have an allergy to wine,
right?
So it is available.
That's right. So it's not. I mean, yeah, we do, but it's not so pushy that not everybody agrees with that. That's called you can actually do that. If wine is available in the Medina, Mishavur Pasan, you must use wine. You can't use something else. So even though you can't drink wine, that's not the Khamar Medina. We live in a society which there is a Khamar Medina. I mean, we could argue that Khamar Medina exists. Imagine in the world where everybody drank wine. That was the and so nobody would drink beer in place of wine, like, because that's not how you use beer. Beer was a different type of drink. It's according to the Moshe's criteria. Khamar Medina means a drink which you'll drink not for the purpose of quenching thirst, but the purpose of drink it in social settings in the way of giving cover to each other, etc. So if I live in a country that the only thing which I use for that is wine, there's no other Khamar Medina. So I can't drink wine. So I'm sorry, it's your illness.
Wine is like, their wine was like our water. Is that what you're arming?
I'm saying the opposite. The concept of the Khamar Medina was wine was used also, wine was not only used to quench thirst. Wine I would drink in a social setting. Let's get together over a cup of wine. Right? We will. You didn't have to be thirsty to drink wine. Let's get together for a cup of water. You only do that if you're thirsty. You don't get together over a cup of. You might get together over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
Something special,
right? Because I don't have to drink tea or coffee because I'm thirsty. I drink it because we drink it in social settings. Right? So wine. The Russian says that wine has that property. So. Somebody argued in America nowadays, Coca-Cola is the Khamar Medina. That's the drink of the country. He says, no, it's not. Nobody drinks Coke when they're not thirsty. You drink Coke when you're thirsty. Right? We don't get together over a cup of Coke. We will get together over a cup of wine. So so Coke does not have the same properties as wine. So the definition of Khamar Medina is a wine which is a drink which we'll use in settings of respect, etc. Irregardless of the purpose of thirst.
Coffee is an interesting question because that crosses the line.
So Ravadja says he holds a coffee is Khamar Medina because people will drink coffee,
yeah, 100%.
Not necessarily in a for thirst. They'll drink it in a social setting.
People always talk about let's get together for coffee.
All day.
Right.
That's it.
They're not tinkers, they're thirsty. Let's get right.
It's a place, something to do with something. Place.
Right. So you know, even tea. You know, he says he holds.
100%.
So it's just funny because the reason came to mind because I sent somebody a text yesterday. So you have the record of the last text I have from him is from last summer, and he's Shabbos in some they went, you know, Shabbos by themselves out to some distant place, and they realized that they ran out of wine. They don't have any wine for Abdullah, so he sends me a text, can he use they're 3 miles, three hours away from the nearest place to buy kosher wine or grape juice, right? You know, somewhere in West Virginia.
It's not easy, yeah. Because there's so many grocery stores that
right
grape juice.
Right, I'm saying, but if you're in the you know, you're in West Virginia somewhere, so I said he can use coffee. He says he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have beer, he doesn't have anything, you know, available. So I said he can use coffee. Let's finish up over here. Abul Haro'a is al kosov the Hani Nami Kiman. The Ktana Lehu Gabi Hilchos of Psikta. The mission makes a list of the dinim. The mission does not say the Chama argue in these cases. It says A, B, C, D. Rehuda says E and F. So we assume that if it's putting it together, it means they're all true. Rehuda happens to be the one who pointed this din out. The Hanu Kula Dini Umdana. The Meister Basar Hachi. So Nami Hilchos and Nino, these are all Hilchos. Vavagav the Tanan Leil Achi Pesach Oser Achi Yetsi. Losan Achi Hay means inclusive. After the lawyer cut him Yayin Koi, it's not going back in the case of wine. You know me, Amarta the law Koi. I have grown the Hani Achrini Tony Ana Pesach. The Hosim Loi Osla Shminin Kona Toloshan Heichu. So we're just saying the Lashon Raji Hey is inclusive, specifically if it's the case to be wine. In a Chanan, we'd have other considerations as well. It's clear that that was the goal. So if I can get my covenant in different ways, that's enough.
Just exaggerating the covenant, more covenant, because I don't want it. So it's like no end to this.
Well, that's true. It's more covenant if you don't accept.
Yeah.
Rabbi Armor Osir Ad Shiite. With the name of the Polaga Kamais, the Osir Ad Shiito. Hachios Isir Yishalmi Shikrap Perashi Mishazub Perkar Bavazorim Baruch Hamasiat Nishmaya. So fine. Law says it's Basal Ches. They want him to marry his sister's daughter. Shum the Mitzahu Kamilim Perkar Bayimimtoi. Law says Basal Ches. Law because of Armor Ostikar Bashamiana. It's considered appropriate to marry a niece. So a brother's daughter is Osir. A sister's daughter is not only is a mutter, it's a mitzvah. He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't mean he can't go in the house and drink a drop of water. He didn't say how long. He said, I'm not going to come to your house. He meant, I'm not going to join you for the Mishnah. After the Mishnah, he's allowed to go.